Thursday, January 20th, 2022, 12:04 p.m. Okay, so still not painting. I just came back from my walk not too long ago. I've been sitting here cooling off a little. I talked to my friend Ben, who is leaving tomorrow for Arizona in their motorhome. He and his wife are with the dog. So we're going to be taking care of the two cats that stay home. So every other day we go over there and deal with them, and they're pretty trouble-free cats, so it's easy. And it seems to work out for us because we got some errands every now and then to do, so we'll do those too. And today is a beautiful day. Oh, just a beautiful day. A little on the chilly side for me. It's not really t-shirt weather, but for some people apparently it is. They're out there wearing t-shirts. Some other lady was walking, and she had her wool cap on with her big fluffy sweater and some kind of pants that look real warm and a mask on, of course. So it's full range of stuff. I just wore a t-shirt with a long sleeve t-shirt over it, and that was adequate for me. I've been sitting here for quite a while, and it's getting a little chilly in here now. So there's no sunlight coming. I guess I could take the curtain down and get some sunlight in here. But that's more trouble than it's worth for me. Let's see. So I'm looking at the painting, and I was convinced I was going to sand it down, but then I look at it and say, well, maybe I'll work on it some more. I don't know what I'm going to do. I should just put it aside now and turn it toward the wall and work on something else instead of thinking about it so much. But I'm just enjoying myself not painting. It's really kind of a relief not to think that I'm going to be out here painting very much. So tomorrow is going to be a really nice day. They say it's going to be a north breeze, so it's going to warm everything up. We're going to be probably in the 60s or lower 60s, maybe even the mid 60s in some places. So I think they even said 70 in the west side of the valley. So that should be a good day tomorrow. let's see. Yeah, so I've been taking care of my sister's cat, Santiago. Oh, that's another thing. I got to go water her plants this weekend, too. So I got to remember to do that. So that'll work out. We'll do that on Sunday. Go deal with Ben's cats. And then kind of on the way back, deal with the plant watering. Let's see. But anyways, so Santiago has been here with us, and he's acclimated. He walked all over the house to see where his boundaries were, I guess. And he's been holding his own. He's not too concerned about the dog anymore. He does keep the eye on the dog, but he's not really that concerned that the dog's gonna come over and chomp him, because the dog's not gonna do that. The dog could care less. I think he understands that, but he still keeps his eye on him from what I can see. I got some kind of gopher out in my front yard. He's dug those little gopher tunnels and, you know, pushed the dirt up and stuff. And he dug a bunch of dirt in one corner of the garage here. I had to push it back down and use water to jet it back down into the ground wherever it came from. And it was a big pile of dirt, and so I don't know what that is. It's big. It's big. It's not a rat or anything like that. It's something big. It's really digging a lot of dirt. Rats don't do that. And I got something else big in my backyard. I found I got this kind of like a little sidewalk area in the back, in front of some planter area, and something dug underneath that. So I got to go investigate that one of these days. I don't know. And that's a real big animal, because I had a bunch of gravel underneath it, and he just pushed the gravel aside just like it was nothing. So he was determined, whatever it was. And when I talk gravel, I mean actually stones, you know, like maybe about 1-inch size, 3/4 to 1-inch size stones mixed in for a base. Ah, boy, animals. You know, if I were to move somewhere, it'd be out in the country, and you know, just leave it, just let the animals do what they want to do, and have some kind of house that I don't have to worry about. Oh well. Oh, I'm tired. I didn't get really good sleep last night. The night before last, I got some really good. I slept like 6.5 hours straight through. No waking up or anything. And yesterday it was last night. That is, I was went to bed and I kind of laid there for a while, for maybe about half an hour. Then the wife came to bed and she fell asleep, and I still was laying there for maybe another half hour. And I finally fell asleep, and then I woke up. So, it was kind of like I was kind of like dozing in and out, kind of like a thing. So, I don't really feel that rested. Let's see, what else are we doing here? Oh well. So let me wrap this up. This is just a little check-in. Nothing much is happening really. So take care.